Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Yes.
Yes?
Hold on. I got a couple of minutes.
Okay. Well, actually, it takes less than 5 minutes. Is that okay?
What's that?
It takes about, like, less than 5 minutes.
Okay, hurry up.
All right. Mm-hmm. What is the year of your birth?
1970.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed on the highest degree you have received? Is that 12th grade or below? High school graduate? Some college, but no grade degree?
Doctorate degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is your race? Is it white, black,
African-American?
Thank you so much. Okay, one moment. And are you registered to vote, or like many other, are you not registered? Yes, you're registered. No, you're not.
I'm registered to vote like many are registered to vote.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction the country is I'm been saying this all day. Okay. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the country, with the direction of the country?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10?
I will vote. A 10 if it's a 10.
Okay, thank you so much. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
Very motivated. It's highest.
The highest 10? Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. You can always choose any number between 0 and 10.
9.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election on November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2, okay? I'll read them out to you. The first one is racism and discrimination. The second one is teaching history in schools. 3, immigration. 4, student loan forgiveness. 5, Israel-Palestine conflict. 6, criminal justice reform, police violence. 7, cost of living and inflation. 8.
Do you have women's rights up there?
Okay. I'm sorry.
The fire engine is going by. Do you have women's rights up there?
Okay. So that would be the criminal justice reform?
I'm talking about the one abortion, Roe versus Wade.
Oh, okay. Abortion. Okay. And what about voting rights and democracy or healthcare, crime, violence, jobs, and the economy?
Healthcare. So let's go with race and healthcare.
Okay. Let's see here. Healthcare. Thank you. Okay. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people, okay? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the person or groups, please indicate so, okay? Now, the first one is Hakeem Jeffries from 0 to 10.
I like him. 10.
Okay. Joe Biden from 0 to 10.
I like him, 10.
Okay. Kamala Harris from 0
10.
To 10. Okay. Republicans in Congress from 0 to 10.
Republicans?
Yes, Republicans in Congress from 0 to 10.
5.
Okay.
They're not all bad.
Okay. Now, okay. And Tim Wolf from 0 to 10.
I like him. I like him. We're still getting to know him. Still getting to know him, so I will rate him as a 10. I like him so far.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I don't like him. Negative.
Okay. So that would be very cold and unfavorable. 5 neutral, very warm and favorable. Is a 10.
0 or negative, whatever. 0 or negative.
Now, black members of Congress, would that be from 0 to 10?
What members of Congress?
Yes, black members of Congress from 0 to 10.
You said black members of Congress?
Yes, it's black members of Congress.
Wow, that's very, I don't know how I feel about that question. I mean, they have black members of Congress that, not all of them do I align with their philosophies.
Okay, you can also choose any number from 0 to 10.
I can do it, but most of them I do. Okay, we'll go with 8.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris?
Kamala.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain.
Certain.
Not
the most certain.
Very certain, okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
Democratic candidate.
I'm sorry?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Would you say the Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to black Americans?
I wouldn't go as far as to say a 10, but I would say I'll give them an 8.
Actually, here, I'm going to give you the answers. None of the promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises?
Some of the promises.
Thank you. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it not, or does it make no difference either way?
It doesn't make any difference anyway. It was the right thing to do.
So it's, okay, because here's the answers. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, no difference either way, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
No difference.
Thank you. Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump? The answer
is no change. It's really no change.
Okay. Here's the answers. Much better under Biden, somewhat better under Biden, somewhat better under Trump, some better under Trump.
I like Biden. So Biden, so we... I can't say that.
On Biden?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so let's see how. Okay, with Biden, it'll be much better under Biden or somewhat better under Biden?
Somewhat better on the Biden, we'll go with.
Thank you so much. Now, next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means The statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And 5 is somewhere in the middle. You may use any number.
So you say what? Tell me that again. I'm good.
Oh, it's okay. Yes. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Congress.
Okay, got it.
All right. Now, the first statement is, and I apologize, but we're almost done, okay? Thank you.
Yeah, because I have to I'm gonna go through the drive-thru, so I'm gonna, cause I gotta hurry up and get home. I can see the convention.
Yeah, you can always put me on hold. I can wait.
Go ahead with your question.
All right. Now, the first statement is, Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would gut health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such a social security. Now, would that be from 0, which means does not raise any concerns, 5 in the middle, 10 raises a lot of concerns.
10.
Now, the second statement is, I'm trying to read fast for you. I know you're busy. Okay. In 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses, we saw the resulting carnage.
That's Chen. Hold on 1 second. Yes, I would like to have a 6-piece nugget, the regular ones, not the spicy. That's it. No sauce, just the nugget. All right, thank you. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm trying to rush to get home. So I can see the Democratic Convention. So go ahead.
I'm trying to get your food. Now, where are you at anyways? Are you at Jack in the Box or McDonald's or?
Oh, no. That was Wendy's. Jack in the Box.
I know McDonald's is more like nuggets, but Wendy's? I've never heard of Wendy's with well, anyways, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, they have nuggets. So, yeah, that last one was a 10. It raises a lot of concerns.
Okay. Now, the second statement, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies. With Black women facing this proportionate impact, I'm sorry, more than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict the...
That's a 10. This might get a 10.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I know we go to up to like 100% and we're at 73%. I promise we're almost done, okay? Now, black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economy. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap.
10. That's a 10. Make it a 10. That's very concerning.
Okay. Now, the last one is, education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for...
That's a 10.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, we're almost done. Thinking of the message you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to 2 options, okay? The first option is, we cannot sit by while mega extremists try to steal our children's futures. Second, Black people have an important role to play protecting Americans from itself. Third, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. Four, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedom that so many sacrificed for before us. Now, 5 is we cannot stand by while our lives and our lives of our loved ones are put in danger. You can choose up to 2.
5 and 4. 4 and 5.
Okay, thank you. Now, we have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election?
Most likely.
Okay. Now, how motivated are you to vote in November?
Very motivated.
Extremely motivated? Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, undecided, will not vote.
Democratic.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm more liberal, progressive.
Moderate? Okay.
No, I'm saying, no, you said, what were the choices again?
The choices are very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative.
Progressive. Very progressive. Not very, very progressive.
Oh, okay.
Progressive.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18, under the age of 18?
No.
Okay.
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
A Democrat.
Okay. Here. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat? Strong or not a strong?
I'm strong. I favor most liberal views.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status? Are you full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker?
Full-time.
And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Let's say less than $24,999, Thank you so much. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, never.
A few times a year.
Okay, a few times a year. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your patience too as well. And enjoy your
sorry for being rude. I'm sorry for being rude, but I do know how important the surveys are, and I know people don't answer their phones anymore if they don't recognize the number. But I just finished my doctorate, and it was important that we get data, and I know you need data.
Exactly. Thank you. That helps us a lot with our opinion research. Thank you so much. You have a great evening. Enjoy your dinner, too, as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.